Thanks for checking out the Cinema Scumbags Movie Podcast. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on your platform of choice. Also, be sure to check us out on YouTube and Slacker Media for more content. Enjoy the show. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Cinema Scumbags Movie Podcast. My name is Seth.
My name is Nick.
Wow, it's looking pretty festive over there in Scottsdale.
Spooky! Well, as we say every year, you have to kind of manifest the vibes because we're not feeling it here.
You have to get your air conditioner set to like 50. Put some fake leaves around the house, you know?
Put up some dead bodies, some candy.
Get your vanilla pumpkin candle going.
Oh, I did get a couple. Wow, you've almost used it all up.
I'm almost out.
I bought a couple. I don't know what the flavor or the smell is, but there were definitely some that were a little too laundry detergent-y.
Yeah, they get a little artificial, you know?
Yeah. It's like pumpkin cupcakes or something.
Oh, man.
My vanilla one is almost out, so I think I'm going to have to light up.
Light up.
God, could this episode start out any gayer?
Talking about candles and
decorations. Hey, we love the holidays.
Welcome to Interior Decorating Scumbags, the new line, the new podcast.
What would our candles smell like?
Shit.
Shit, mold,
I gotta body say, odor. Though, BO, before we get into this episode, we have to give an enormous thank you to our friend Brian Sudfield. Brian, who was on our last episode, if you guys saw that. Well, he was kind enough to let us use his Zoom Pro, which makes our recording session a lot easier without getting into the whole specifics of the hassle it was before. This helps us the show out big time. So Brian, appreciate it, man.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you
ever so much.
That being said, okay. Fuck you, Brian. No, I'm just kidding, buddy.
Well, you know, we're getting down to it. You know, it's another year has almost passed us by.
Quick year.
We're in September already, and it's
halfway through.
I think we were halfway through in July.
I mean, through September.
Okay. Yeah, September. We're halfway through September. It's going to be October before you know it.
When do you start the getting into that mood?
Oh, definitely September. I start to get in the mood. I've watched some horror stuff, but I'm kind of
it's good also, staggered out.
Yeah, also watching other things.
Yeah, you don't have to watch 50 shitty horror movies in a row.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. I know what I want to watch. I definitely started putting up the Halloween decoration, so it's starting to feel like it here. So when October does hit, it's gonna be into it, knee deep into it.
I looked last year. I kicked off the horror movies on September 1st, so I kind of kept it going this year with the same sort of thing. And yeah, I don't know. There's so many fucking shitty horror movies. We talk about this every year, but
yeah,
it's like, you know, I try and like, okay, last year I watched like all the Chucky movies. Can skip those this year, you know?
Yeah, don't need to do those again. Yeah,
can go back to like, I don't fucking know, something else.
Well, try something new. You can decipher like which ones in that series you do want to go back to.
Right.
Like one series that I need to go through for the first time is the Saw franchise.
No, you don't. Just watch the first one.
Right. That's true. I mean, really? I've seen one and two a couple times, actually. I think I've seen them both and I haven't gone past that.
Yeah.
But other than that, already I started trying to go through Paranormal Activity again, and I'm already done. I don't need to go further after the second one.
I don't think I think I've just seen one and two, maybe three. I like the first one.
Three has one of my favorite endings in the franchise. It's very creepy.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that one. I know for sure I saw the first two in theaters. I liked the first one. I mean, It's not like a classic that I feel like I have to watch every year, but I do enjoy that movie for what it is.
Well, I think the horror community might think of it as somewhat of a classic because I started watching that In Search of Darkness again because I just,
oh yeah,
something to put on like while I'm working. And
what is that on? Is that on something?
It's on Shudder.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No, I want to watch that.
I recommend it. It's like Talking Head stuff, but they go through each year.
Yeah.
Talk about the movies that came out those years, and then they kind of go off on tangents about different types of horror.
There's two of those, isn't there?
Yeah, there's going to be a third one, actually.
I mean, there's so much shit in the horror genre you can talk about, you know?
Well, it's just 80s horror, too, yeah, which is crazy.
That is cool.
She's in that, like Katie Featherston, the one who's... So they must think enough of those films to like let her be involved.
Yeah, I mean, anytime something like that gets, you know, 6, 7 spinoff sequels, whatever. I mean,
came out this year.
Yeah, I think the first one's fine. I mean, yeah, it creeped me out at the time. That ending definitely spooked me a little bit when I first saw it.
It's definitely creepy, but as they go on, like the second one is just so unbearably boring.
Yeah.
It's just like the only good part is the climax at the end.
There's Katie at the end.
She taking the baby away.
Whoa. I actually saw there was another documentary that just came out, and I almost watched it the other night, but I'm not a huge fan of the source material. It's all about the It miniseries from the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours long, and it's got Tim Curry on there, all the cast.
You know, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like I didn't see it, but it looks like one of those Talking Heads things. So
do you know what it's called?
Something Pennywise something, but it was brand new. I just stumbled across it the other day. I'm like, fuck,
the story of It.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm gonna add that to my list. That's cool. I don't really care for the original movie. No, but
it sucks, but something about it, you know, I mean,
I do like hearing people talk about movies. Seth Green is in it. Was he even in the movie?
Yeah, he was one of the kids.
God, goes to show what I remember.
Like, I'd be curious to see Tim Curry on there and hear his thoughts.
It was a really good
tasteless.
I knew it was coming, but
I have good memories of that movie. I thought we were talking about Home Alone 2.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Bingo.
I'm sorry, Tom Curry.
Tom Curry. So yeah, there's a lot to watch. What have you been? how have you kicked off your horror season so far?
Well, not well.
Oh, that was that the Bill Skarsgård Pennywise.
I can't do it so well.
I'm gonna give myself a headache.
I'm gonna soak myself in spit.
Oh man.
It hasn't started too well. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, of course, like we talked about, I tried to watch a couple of new things, some things that might pop up on Shudder.
And they all suck, usually.
Yeah, there was one that I checked out that is actually on this list we're gonna talk about. It's called High Tension. I think it's a French film from Alejandro Aja.
Okay.
Aja, which I don't know if you're familiar with his filmography, but it's...
I don't think so, no.
It's not great. He actually did The Hills Have Eyes reboot, or, you know, whatever.
Oh, make. With Vanessa Shaw.
Mm-hmm, with Vanessa Shaw. He did that movie a couple years ago, Crawl, which...
Oh, is that the alligator movie?
Yeah, which I thought was pretty good for what it was.
I saw that in the theater.
I thought it was pretty good for what it was.
Yeah, great Barry Pepper performance.
Horns, that movie with Daniel Radcliffe.
That shit sucked.
Yeah, but it was, it's, I guess, a slasher, but it's also like a non-reliable narrator sort of thing. It just didn't do much for me. It's got this weird twist ending at the end that's like, oh, but I was like,
like it just didn't hit you the way it was supposed to.
I knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah,
like basically she's like,
whoa, you we got a Letterboxd patron over here, so we could change the posters.
I did. Yeah. Well, see, I wanted to try it out, and
that's
it was
pretty
only
cool.
like $4 to upgrade for the rest of my time.
Oh shit. Yeah, why
I was
not?
like, I'll try it out if I want to keep it, but
Yeah.
like all of Friday, that's all I did at work was just like fuck around
I know. I just clicked on the show. I was going to see what you've been watching. Like, whoa, he's got the banner up top.
I know it's cool. I might keep it.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're supporting, financially supporting a platform that you use, you know,
That
multiple
I
times a day. Yeah.
that I love. And can you see like how the posters are changed?
Yeah, I can see him. I was like,
Yeah.
what is that first movie?
Wow, I don't know.
It's cool though.
Medal of Honor Frontline.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah. So I'll test it out, see if I like it.
It's
And
good to support Letterboxd because, you know, as much as we make fun of like Letterboxd and the fucking people that are on there, like I'd feel empty if it was if they got rid of it, you
yeah.
know?
It's like a great source for finding
Yeah.
movies, and I rely on it a
I
lot.
was thinking about that like when we first like when Letterboxd first started going in 2014 or whenever we all hopped on there. I'm like, this is fucking awesome, but I hope enough people use it that it doesn't disappear because it's like, you know, I've got a lot of time dumped into that.
Yeah, it
And
was almost like a niche thing
yeah,
before.
but it seems like it's doing well. And I mean, like I said, that the whole letterboxing has just become part of the movie watching experience for me. You know, I'm always thinking,
Oh
okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna get on Letterboxd, give my thoughts that nobody cares about.
I think about it all the time. Sometimes during the movie,
Yeah.
it's
And
ridiculous.
it is like a blessing or curse in that way because you're like, what should I, is this a 3-star film
Yeah.
or three and a
It's
half?
changed the way that I watch
Yeah.
movies, and
Damn.
kind
Well,
of not for the better.
I like your banner, man. I could just imagine having a Zoltar banner up top
I
for big.
know, right?
Fuck.
If only you could pick the banner too, that would be cool.
Man.
I wonder what it is for Big.
I think it's that picture of Tom Hanks on the boardwalk, like at the end when he's looking at Zoltar. Yeah.
God, that would be a good one.
Uh-huh.
It's been cool so far. I really like it, so I probably will end up keeping it. Like you said, used it so much, and I love the app, so why not support it?
Nothing wrong with that. As much as we make fun of it, that's a good thing you're doing. I'm trying to tally up how many horror films I've watched yet so far. One, two, three.
Dang. Let's see.
Mid 13
Yeah,
so far.
I haven't watched a whole lot. Like September 2nd, I watched Friday the 13th. I started out with, and I still don't care for that
Yeah, I
movie.
saw you really burnt through that series after you watched that first one.
I really don't care for that one. I at least until he shows up, I think. But
I
that,
mean, I like the first one. I think the second one's the best, and then it's kind
yeah.
of rapidly downhill after
I
that.
just I don't get it. I'd rather watch Burning than Friday the 13th.
I agree with that. I mean, I do think that is the better of the films, you know, a more
Yeah.
action packed and there's more going on.
I did check out Men, which was not good.
Was it about
Not
the
for the reasons
eagles?
that you think.
But was that what it's about?
I mean, kind of, yeah, but it's more about, honestly, I don't fucking know what it's about. There's like this whole, I'm just gonna say, like regenerative sequence at the end. And after I saw that, I was like, fuck this. I'm glad it was the end because I was
Yeah,
over it.
that just doesn't even interest me. Have you seen that one? What's that one? The other one that came out, X or whatever?
Oh yeah, from earlier in the
Yeah.
year, and then the Pearl sequel that just came
Yeah,
out.
so they're doing like, it's like a prequel or something. I'm like, what the
Yeah,
fuck is this?
X sucked. I
Well,
did not like it.
Ty West is ass.
Yeah.
Ass.
He's ass. Speaking of, let me see. I always get him and Adam Wingard mixed up
So do I. I
in their
like
filmographies.
I was thinking that too. Like, yeah, I get them mixed up. Adam
The
Wingard's even worse though.
Yeah, I'm looking at the filmography, and yeah, the only one that I even like remotely like is House of the Devil.
Ugh.
And that's The Sacrament sucked.
Yeah.
The Innkeeper sucked.
Yeah, that was a great Matt recommendation. Check out House of the Devil. Fuck you, Matt. Shit sucked.
I did like seeing Greta get her head blown off, though.
Always a good day.
Always a good day. What else have you watched?
There was one I was gonna. Oh, okay. I've got a couple I could talk about here. You saw the Black Phone. You didn't like that one, did you?
I didn't care for it all that much.
like it wasn't scary. It was more like a suspense, you know. It's not I don't think it's a horror movie.
I wasn't really all that suspended either.
I thought it was okay. I mean, I enjoyed it. Not something that
you watch on Peacock.
Yeah. Kind of interesting role for Ethan Hawke, you know, seeing him do something like that. And I thought the whole premise or the twist was kind of cool, you know, with the brother and spoiler alert.
Yeah, I thought Ethan Hawke was the best part easily. Yeah,
definitely.
Doesn't really play bad guys.
No.
Speaking of Peacock, though, I saw an article that said that because of like streaming and VOD, The Northman ended up being profitable.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. I was glad to hear that. Maybe they'll give him another shot.
Yeah.
I don't see why they wouldn't, but like as far as big budget shots,
right?
Maybe he'll get another one. I just want that Nosferatu remake.
Ooh. Another one I was going to ask you about because I saw you've watched it before. And I'm very curious about your thoughts on it because I didn't think. Yeah, it just says you watch it and there's no rating. So
I watched it a long time ago.
That's why I want to ask you about it. Willow Creek, the Bigfoot film.
A long time ago, I thought it felt a lot like Blair Witch, especially like the tent scene.
That tent scene, you probably don't. I don't know if you remember at all, but that tent scene is fucking great.
Because
it's like 20 minutes. It's a one shot. You know.
Yeah.
There's no cut.
Yeah. I need to. Maybe I'll watch that today because I do have the DVD.
I like that one a lot. I mean, a lot. I thought it was pretty cool for what it was. I mean, it's nothing that's gonna blow you away, but for what it is, and you know, one of those we've talked about many times. The less is more kind of in the horror movie thing. Mm-hmm. And really you don't get much of anything in this except some sounds and shit, but it's effective. It is like Blair Witch.
Yeah, which maybe I'll check that out again tonight.
I like that one.
The reason I watched it in the first place is because it was Bobcat Goldthwait that directed it.
And you just skip over it like what is this shit?
I love World's Greatest Dad so much and I was like I'll give it a try, but obviously they're very different movies.
Yeah, it was I don't know, that was well done for what it was.
And they had the same chick from World's Greatest Dad in it as well.
That's right.
Alexis Gilmore, I believe is her name.
And I thought that was good, you know, because we really haven't got a good Bigfoot film.
No.
Think about how much you could do with that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, I think there was, I was just looking at lists on Letterboxd again, and it was like smaller creepy films, and there was like a Bigfoot one on there that I added to my list. I wanted to check out. So
we need more Bigfoot content.
Yeah, give us the Bigfoot content. We can make a Bigfoot short film or something.
Yes, exactly. Like it'd be great.
Feature film. Don't even need to spend money. You can just camp out somewhere and put noises in.
And we're definitely not going to milk the audience for money. Another one.
We need your money.
4 foot man eating chicken. That part kind of spooked. I don't know why something about that as a kid. It was just weird.
It's like a weird avant-garde shot. Like it's just the camera zooms into him.
I'm like, who is this? I didn't know if it was like a kid or a midget with a mustache. I didn't know what it was.
Very weird. Very bizarre part.
Another one I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
I was shocked at this one.
Oh, God.
Because I saw that me and you were the only people that have watched it on my list. And I saw that you gave it a pretty good rating.
Oh, God.
1988, Edge of the Axe.
I had a fun time with it.
It was fun.
I saw your rating and I was like, well, I guess I get it. Like, it's not great.
It was a fun movie, though. There was some really cool shit in it. The acting was just.
Yeah, it was definitely like a rating based on the fun level of it, not on the film level of
That's fair enough. I will say that is one I would go back to just because, like you said, it's kind of a brainless, interesting, good time, you know?
Yeah. And that's kind of one of the discrepancies with like, at least how I rate stuff is it's not always
about quality. Or sometimes how much you enjoyed
it. Yeah. So much. Yeah. Pretty much how I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I think that was one that an Arrow that I blind bought.
Oh, is there a Blu-ray of that?
Yeah, there's an Arrow.
See, if I could get that if I ever stumbled across that on like a sale or something, I'd pick it up.
I think that's why I bought it, because there was a sale or something. I'm trying to, I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's I enjoyed that one when I watched it.
I was like, fuck, I couldn't believe you watched it. And one more that I revisited. Folks, listen to me. If you want to have fun when you're watching a movie, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh my god. This yeah, if you want to have
fucking great. Nobody agrees with me. Nobody talks about it. It's not me trying to be it's not me trying to be different. Because I know that's coming.
No, you just don't have taste.
It's so much fun. It's a great time.
It wasn't fun for me. let's take a little gander here.
Did you watch Elvis yet?
No. No. He wants to watch it. And
it was okay.
2.9. Hmm. Well, looks like Nick D and John Lanting have the same opinion as I do. So, well, looks like you're
three retards.
Ty Sheridan hasn't done anything good since the Tree of Life.
Well, in that case, he hasn't done anything good then.
Wow, you know your film's good when you have David Koechner in it.
That guy's great. He's a drunk in real life, but he's great.
Yeah. Oh, Cloris Leachman's in it.
He is. Dang. Better than the Last Picture Show.
Wow, I'm going to have to still not rewatch it.
I just don't get it. I don't know how you can find something like Shaun of the Dead funny, or if you enjoy Zombieland, but why wouldn't you enjoy this one? It's the same sort of shit.
British humor is better.
I've been meaning to revisit that one.
Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
You're just gonna like, hate. You're gonna hate rate it.
No, I like the movie. I like the food.
I like the food. I mean, it's definitely like a personal thing. Like I watched it so much growing up that it's like
I do enjoy.
I think it's good anyway, but it's definitely one that I have like a special relationship to.
Have you?
So I can understand why you maybe not like it as much.
It's to me, it's just like, you know, I lump all those together, like Shaun of the Dead, those zombie comedies. They're you know, dime a dozen. Have you heard of that one that a lot of people are talking about? I don't know what the fuck.
Barbarian?
I was watching. No, we're all going to the World's Fair. You heard of that shit?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's like this girl in her bedroom, and she's like gets involved in this viral game online. It's like it's one of those arts like
shit.
It's I mean, I heard a lot of good things, but I thought it sucked. But
suck butt. We're all going to the world's. Oh my god! I'm just looking at the director.
Oh, she's It's a she/he thing.
Yeah. Reality and fantasy begin to blur. I think I did. This did pop up.
Yeah, I was looking at like lists of best things, just like best horror currently streaming.
Yeah.
Ugh, waste of my time.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of the, you know, the big names on Letterboxd and people you shouldn't trust their opinions.
Oh no, I love it because it's directed by trans. It's automatically 4.5.
Yeah, what is like, what is it like?
I really didn't understand.
A webcam movie or
no? Well, I mean, there's a little bit of that, but it'd be like, I think it's just a made up thing, like, you know, one of those challenges, those the youth.
Oh, like a TikTok challenge or something.
You know, okay. So it's something that she's and she's like, then, you know, she starts to feel all weird. And I mean, there were some creepy imagery, but overall it was a shit fest.
Yeah. You should rewatch Lake Mungo.
Fuck no, that shit sucks.
Lake Mungo is
that was horrible.
It's so crazy because it's like the people that I follow, it's like 1, 1, 1, 4.5, 4, 1, 1, 1. It's weird. It's like
a quintessential love it or hate it film, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to me, but you're definitely not you're not the only one.
Like
I get it. It just the first time I watched it, like I must have been like in a weird dark room and a weird mood, and it just like parts of it just made my skin crawl. It was really weird.
I mean, I know what you mean with that, but it's like after I saw that creepy looking imagery one time, it's like, okay, how many times are they going to show us?
Yeah. It's definitely like, oh, they're zooming in again. What is it?
Let's be honest though. For the most part, the horror genre is fucking shitty. This is my dilemma every year. You know, it's like last night I was sitting around, I'm like, man, do I start watching Halloween now? Like, should I, you know, which Halloween movies do I want to watch? I definitely want to watch the first one, and I'd want to go through that you know, the 2018 and Kills and Ends, but
yeah,
do I need to sit through fucking Halloween 5 and
well, I mean, they're doing something right because I'm excited for Halloween Ends.
So am I. I swear to you know what? I was thinking the other day, I'm like, I swear, I feel like I could watch Halloween Kill, or what's the second one? Halloween Kills.
Kills.
I feel like I could watch that now and maybe it might go up just a little bit.
I agree.
Like, I don't know why. I don't know why either. But I don't know, something about that. Like, it's a ridiculous movie, that whole hospital. Evil dies tonight.
It's fucking so whack. It's so stupid, but it's like something that I sometimes say in real life now. Yeah. So it's like, God, it's
I agree with you though. I'm looking forward to Ends, but I really don't know what they're gonna.
Yeah, like,
what's the ending? You know, how does it end?
Well, so they wait 4 years. Like, he doesn't come back for 4 years, or she doesn't go after him for 4 years.
I guess so. Did you see that? There's a new picture release where she's like wearing what she was wearing in Halloween, in the first Halloween, when she's carving the pumpkin. She got like the apron on, and the pumpkin's the same. I'm like, okay. Well,
it was weird. One of the alternate posters for Halloween Kills is like a shot of her with like short hair, like from 20 years ago, and Michael's behind her. It's like cartoony. It's like, what does that have to do with this movie? Because that's unless that's what the new one is going to be. It's like accustomed to the world again.
I don't know what they could do there. I was reading something that David Gordon Green was back and forth to the ending, and that's usually not a good sign, because
no, it's not.
Especially when you're still talking about that this close to when it's coming out. I don't know.
I think Kills should end it a whole different way.
I will tell you though, the more time passes though, the more I have an appreciation for that 2018 Halloween.
I agree.
I feel like every year that gets a little, like, I'm excited to watch that.
I know. I agree. It's definitely, I don't know if it's because Kills was lesser and I'm like,
yeah,
but I do think 2018 is effective.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's like, this is so ridiculous, but I'm like sitting here, I'm like, okay, I really want to watch Halloween 2018 and Kills, but then I feel like I've got to watch the first one first, but I don't want to watch that one yet. You know, that's more like towards Halloween.
Just watch it how you want.
Watch what you want when you want.
It's the same stupid issue I have too. Yep. Same stupid thing.
But it's like, I don't need to watch Halloween because I know that movie front to back. I could just go right into the newer ones, you know?
And you know how they connect too.
Yeah. I'll be there the day that drops to press stream on Peacock.
Me too. I'm counting down the days till October, whatever day it comes out. I think it's like the 12th or something.
This is good. We're limitless on time now. We'll try not to do a 4-hour episode, but
yeah.
And we don't
just talking.
Yeah. Just shooting the shit.
I was worried because I didn't have a real plan, but you know, sometimes you just talk.
We don't ever really talk. Yeah, we could easily eat up a couple hours. You watch anything else like non-horror related?
I did. So my mom came over yesterday and we hung out and she was like, you know what? I feel like watching something silly. I want to watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, she's our mom now.
She's the mom of the cinema scumbags.
Holy shit. I wish my mom would say that. I'd love to watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure. She'd go, I saw it once. How many times do I need to see it?
I know. She definitely brought up, you know, I don't think I really actually watched this movie. Oh. You guys watched it all the time, but I don't think I actually sat and watched it. Like, no, I don't think so. And then, of course, every time something pops up, I'm like, oh, I've been there. Yeah, I've been there.
That's I, too, share those experiences with people, though. I try to explain.
Yeah.
It's one of my hobbies to go to filming locations.
And then the Alamo pops up. I'm like, I've been there, even though we've been there together a couple of times.
That's fucking awesome, man. Yeah. Nothing like bonding with your folks, or your mother wants to come over and watch a great film. It's great.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Great. I think it was a general, like, she wanted to watch Pee-wee. And then we started talking and I was telling her about how, you know, he used to start out vulgar and he did that stage show. And she was like, that? I haven't. But she was like, I think I want to check out a little bit of that. And we didn't, but
it's just it's not like super raunchy, but there is some funny shit. Like, he's got a hand puppet and he looks under some chick's dress.
Well, there's kind of that in the show.
Yeah, so that's great, man.
Can I watch?
At least you didn't show your mom Big Top Pee Wee, because that would have ruined it for her.
Yeah, I almost wanted to, because I was like, I haven't seen that one.
That was my thought the last time I watched it. I'm like, oh, look, it's been 15 years. I'm a different guy now. I'm an adult. I appreciate Pee Wee. That still sucks.
That's weird, because I watched like 15 minutes of it one time. It was on TV or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is good.
I mean, it's not a good movie, but I kind of enjoy it. I will say that.
That's what matters then.
That's what matters.
Anything else?
I'm trying to see if I got anything else.
This is why Letterboxd is so good.
Yeah, see, I can pull it up right here. Nah, nothing too much. I'm really dying to see Clerks 3, though, I'll tell you that.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah.
Guess I'm the only one. he said I'll he asked you, didn't want to go.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it.
Well, it's also like $17 for a ticket.
Yeah, I'm not paying $17 for that. Yeah. Got some other stuff going on.
Well, I don't really need to watch it now because I know what happens. So,
is that what happens?
Did you read the synopsis?
No, I haven't. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah,
you spoiled it. Sorry.
Did you watch or did you read it?
I did. Yeah, I couldn't help it. Well, because I wanted to see if you were telling the truth.
Just watch the movie. Now you have everything spoiled.
That's okay. I had a feeling anyways. I saw some other stuff. It honestly, I like what I was reading. I'll put it like that.
Oh.
Me, like I said, me and Earl and the Dying Girl vibes.
Yeah. But worse.
Hey, the movie's doing, you know what? Look at that Letterboxd graph. That's pretty good for a third in a trilogy that's not Lord of the Rings, you know?
Let's see.
Sitting at a 4.
No way. Probably because 4 people have seen it.
Well, I mean, the graph is leaning towards 4, but it's 3.6. There's a lot of low ratings. Yeah, for that shit.
3.6 is good. Wow.
Oh,
I assure you, Clerks 3 is a more satisfying emotional conclusion to its trilogy than The Godfather Part 3.
I mean, probably. Told you, the greatest trilogy of all time. I just keep waiting for that to pop up on that website, you know, like the HD.
I know.
Because that's how I want to watch it.
I know. I agree.
I even looked here. It was playing, you know, 7 o'clock in Davenport, and there was like 3 seats left. I'm like, fuck that.
Damn. It's kind of crazy. But I guess maybe that's how they want to do it, is to like,
yeah,
like, they're controlling how many people go to it.
Yeah. And I think there was, you know, I think it was only supposed to originally be like a few days, and they expanded it. So
that's what I thought too. Yeah. Cause I thought they were doing it like once a week or something.
Oh God, I want to watch that
shit.
I do, buddy.
I definitely want to check out that Barbarian movie. Have you heard anything about that?
Is that the one with the chick at the house? And
yeah, directed by one of the whitest kids you know, guys.
Oh. Is there any rip for that yet?
Nope, I've been waiting. It's just, it's interesting though, because when we did go see Black Phone, this was one of the trailers that showed, and I was like, that looks actually pretty good.
Yeah,
and
I've heard some good things.
Yeah, people would just keep saying going with as little information as possible, and I like a good horror film. There's always like one horror film at least a year that comes out that kind of gets that
there
attention.
Is. I mean, if you sift through the 1,000 shitty ones that come out every month, you know, there are some gems in there.
Yeah.
The and shit even that, show. I like watching some of the shitty ones just because they put me in too. A good, you know, it's a good vibe, I guess. I like that Halloween too. Vibe.
Like, I may not rate them high, but
yeah,
the vibe is definitely appreciated.
I watched that Night of the Demons remake last night with Eddie Furlong and Shannon Elizabeth.
Know there was one.
Have you seen the original? I don't like the original.
Yeah. I was thinking Night of the Comet.
No, I
don't
like
think I have seen Night of the Demons.
That's one of the, in my opinion, one of the not so good Scream Factory titles, but pretty much in line with the remake, except, you know, I was in the mood for like a Halloween party and
ooh,
titties and Eddie Furlong.
Ah, that's what you get.
That's what you get.
Wow. Glad you found that little mix.
Mm-hmm. My favorite.
I like it. I guess titties, Eddie Furlong's titties and Halloween parties.
Eddie Furlong's titties.
Well, I guess we could jump into this list.
What do you got today? What are we doing? These are foreign films?
Indie Wires, who I don't really care all that much for, but there's some good stuff on this list. Indie Wires, 35 disturbing foreign films to watch.
See, we're on like year, what is this, like 6 or 7 of this podcast. We can yeah. There's only so many horror topics you can do.
We can do Reduxes or something. Yeah, but
I don't think we've ever covered foreign horror movies though. So
yeah, and we definitely haven't seen all these. But I think this is a good way to find some new stuff for us and for people listening.
Before we get into this, have you seen the first official actual clips of Hocus Pocus 2? Have you seen any of that?
No, but I saw the trailer and it looks like asshole. Are the clips bad?
Well, there's a clip of like the three of them at Walgreens or whatever, and they're fighting, and Winnie slaps the shit out of Sarah Jessica Parker. And I mean, it's kind of got that
same.
It almost seemed like, you know, only 80-year-old Bette Midler is kind of having a hard time choking out some of the lines. So I don't know.
Oh God, what do is I she know? Really that old?
She's got to be 75. I don't know.
God damn.
Yeah, I don't know about that movie.
I do.
It's gonna be bad.
76, my yeah. God. Wow. I would still...
There's like, speaking of like really old celebrity women that you might fuck, I saw some clip of Martha Stewart on Instagram. She was she was just wearing an apron. She was doing like a coffee commercial.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like an apron with nothing on it. I'm like, dude.
I agree.
Like I'm... Yeah.
I'd bake her goods.
I would bang that old hag.
Oh, oh God, I found it.
I was like, fuck, she looked pretty good there.
Oh, God.
Oh. Just look at this. A thing of natural beauty. No, 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 not me.
Tell me she just doesn't make you want to, like, it's so seductive or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She definitely makes me want to grind some coffee.
Sorry if you're listening with your kids or anything. I mean, this is just such a smut podcast at this point, but that's all right.
You should know better.
You should know better. Anyways, disturbed. Enough of hot old women.
Sorry, got on a little tangent there.
A little tangent.
IndieWire's 35 disturbing foreign films to watch. So there's 35 of them.
I think I've probably seen 5 foreign horror films in my life. So
maybe I've seen a few on this list. The first one is a film from Takashi Miike. I never really knew how to say his name, but he's got a really interesting filmography. He's done like horror. He's done like samurai. He's done comedy. Really interesting filmography. Kind of a strange looking guy.
A strange looking dog.
Visitor Q from 2001. In a dysfunctional family where the mother is a heroin addict and prostitute, beaten by her son, and the father is an ex-TV reporter sleeping with his daughter and filming his son being beaten up, Q, a complete stranger, enters the bizarre family, changing their lives for the better, finding a balance in their disturbing natures.
Fun for the whole family.
Sounds disturbing. Some people call it depraved dark comedy, provocative. That one, I don't know if that's going to make my list.
Does this list include where these could be watched, like if they're streaming anywhere?
It does not, but I can tell you on Letterboxd, because it is a Letterboxd list.
Oh, okay.
So,
Nick's fully a Letterboxd guy now.
Well, I am.
He's a partner with Letterboxd.
Legitimately, I was just looking for a list that sounded interesting. And I was like, okay, let's do this.
We had no plans for this episode, folks.
No, it looks like there's only a DVD of this one. So sorry, it's going to be tough to watch that one.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't anyways. So
Trouble Every Day from 2001. Claire Denis, who people love her, I guess, but.
I'm going to have to look these up as we're talking about them.
She made that movie High Life a couple years ago with Robert Pattinson, that space movie.
Okay. I never watched that one.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it. Two American newlyweds in Paris experience a love so strong it almost devours them.
Oh, I know. I've seen this. No, I haven't watched it, but I know. I think this might be on my list or something.
It's got Vincent Gallo in it.
Yeah, I know about this movie. Yeah, I do.
Cannibal film?
Yeah.
Oh, it is on your list. Cool. Yeah. You can watch that one on Shudder, though.
Well, see, this is good because I mean, it gives you something to watch today.
Yeah. Well, can't get a list without a little Michael Haneke in it. We've got The Seventh Continent from 1989. Chronicles 3 years of a middle-class family seemingly caught up in their daily routines, only troubled by minor incidents. Behind their apparent calm and repetitive existence, however, they are actually planning something sinister.
Hmm.
Michael Haneke, for those who don't know, he made Funny Games, which is...
That's good. I haven't seen that.
I don't care for it. It's definitely, like, different.
Yeah.
It's, like, breaking the fourth wall and stuff.
Is it, like... Is that movie, like... Is it, like, vulgar?
Very.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... That one is definitely disturbing.
You also didn't like the film Angst, which I think is phenomenal.
But I need to watch that one again.
You have to be pretty sick to enjoy
it. That is a sadistic movie.
That is a fucked, like, honestly, when I think about movies that are just like there's nothing positive about them, like they're just fucking, like, filth.
I felt gross after watching
it. I've seen Angst a few times. I like that movie, but yeah, I mean, it's fucked up. Yeah. That's not one you invite people over to watch. Maybe stick to, you know, yourself if you're watching that.
Definitely not. He also made a movie called The Piano Teacher, which is just one of the most disgusting movies I've ever seen. There's some...
Why do you say that?
There's some incest stuff that happens. Hmm. Some bloody...
Like incest between what family members? Like
mother and daughter.
Oh, some lesbian incest.
It's not... Like, the mother is... She's domineering, and she's also, like... I think she's... handicapped too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Really,
a sexually repressed piano teacher living with her domineering mother.
Yeah,
it's a young man who starts pursuing her romantically.
It's I don't like it. I mean, I gave it a 3, but I think that's very generous. It's not one to watch with your mom, which is what I did.
Oh yeah. Hey, come on, mom, let's watch a uplifting film.
She told me about it too. She had seen it.
Man.
It's like, oh, cool.
Cool, mom.
But you can watch The Seventh Continent on the Criterion Channel. Now here's one that I think you have seen. From 2016, Raw.
Yes. Raw.
I don't like this movie.
I was actually just I think like yesterday or the day before, I just did like a Google search best horror movie streaming. And
yeah.
You get a bunch of lists and that one pops up on a lot of them as things you should watch if you're on Netflix or whatever. Thought it was all right. I liked it.
Once is enough for me.
Yeah, probably for me too.
I mean, I felt gross watching this, which I guess is the point of this list, but
I guess so.
I thought, I don't know, but very uncomfortable watching this movie.
I just remember the scene where she like opens the fridge and like starts eating a fucking steak or something. Just like,
I remember the part where it's like the two girls hanging out and I think she goes to like cut her or bite her or something. Yeah, it's like, no, thank you.
I mean, you know, it was, I guess it's, I don't really remember much about it. So that probably tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, exactly. Don't love that one at all. From 2008, Martyrs. This is I have seen this. This is one that like always pops up when you hear about disturbing films. So definitely maybe want to check it out. A young woman's quest for revenge against the people who kidnapped and tortured her as a child leads her and her best friend, also a victim of child abuse, on a terrifying journey into a living hell of depravity.
Wow.
Let me tell you what. This is one of the wildest endings I've ever seen.
Ooh, okay.
It's very, very disturbing.
Okay.
You can actually watch this one on Tubi and Plex, so you can watch this one for free.
Tubi.
Tubular. Yeah, you should check this one out. I'd be very curious to see what you think of it. A lot of blood, a lot of depraved behavior.
I'll give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. This is one that I've seen pop up quite a few times. Woman in the Dunes from 1964.
Woman in the Dunes.
Yeah. An entomologist, which if you could look that up and tell me what an entomologist is, suffers extreme psychological and sexual torture after being taken captive by the residents of a poor seaside village.
These are like fucked up horror movies. Like,
yeah.
These are not like slashers. These are just like psychologically fucked.
No, yeah, they're just disturbing.
This a is person not a who studies or is in an expert in the branch of zoology concerned with insects.
So, like animal sex?
I don't know. Entomologist. They research the growth, nutrition, behavior, and how insects interact with plants.
Weird. I'm afraid to know how that plays into the
interesting.
How it plays into the story. It's on the Criterion Channel, though. You can watch that one. That's one I've seen pop up.
Yeah, that one just sounds fucked up.
Yeah. Well, the guy Hiroshi Teshigahara is who directed it. He did another movie from 1966 called The Face of Another that I really like. It's that one's pretty chilling too.
Oh, it looks like Hollow Man.
Yeah, or Goodnight Mommy.
Yeah. Did you know they remade that?
Well, that is actually on this list, so we can talk about that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why. And then they just threw it up on Prime.
Prime, yeah.
We can talk about that real quick because the original is on this list.
Have you seen the original?
I like the original.
I started watching it one night, something came up, but I'd like to go back and rewatch that.
It's gross. It's a disturbing movie from 2014.
That they have to remake shit that's 6 years old just for an American audience, you know?
Yeah. Like what?
Stupid.
Well, you can find the original Goodnight Mommy on Tubi, so you can watch that for free.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's a haunting movie. We'll say that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened the day I was watching. Something came up and I just didn't finish it, but I was into it.
Yeah. This is one I want you to watch too. This is like when we talk about depraved, this one is incredibly depraved, but I love it. It's called Halloween Town High. Inside from 2007. And yes, things are inside of people in this. 4 months after the death of her husband, a woman on the brink of motherhood is tormented in her home by a strange woman who wants her unborn baby.
See, now this, that chick's kind of weird looking. It's like Michael Strahan teeth.
Yeah, she's, let's just say she's out for revenge.
Where can I watch this?
This one, I think this one was on Criterion, but I don't think it's on anything now.
Okay, I'm kind of interested in this one.
Yeah, that one I liked a lot. I don't think there's any like North American release, so you'd probably have to rent it. And it looks like it's like $4 on Prime.
I don't mind doing that. Sometimes it's easy to just sit there and do that, and I have to track it down, a shitty way to watch it.
Yeah, this one definitely stuck with me. I really enjoyed it, despite how bloody and disgusting it is.
Well, I plan on doing nothing today except laying around watching movies, so.
There you go. Good night, Inside.
Yep.
I went right past this one, though, from 1992, Man Bites Dog.
We watched that.
We did, very early on when we were doing our first time watches.
Yeah, that, you know, or 1 week somebody wouldn't watch something that everyone else would, and
yeah, we're
never on the same page.
Yeah, the person that picked it would be the only one to watch it.
Yeah.
I definitely watched this one, though.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. What is it, like a... Isn't it shot like in the style of a fake documentary? Or
yeah, it's like a it's
serial
like a,
killer.
Yeah, and he just like kills people, and it's interesting concept for sure.
You can kind of enjoyed that one.
Yeah, your 2.5 says that.
Huh. Talking on my ass.
Well, maybe you just need a refresh.
Maybe it's probably more like a 3.
You can find this one on the Criterion Channel and HBO Max. I'm kind of going to skip through the ones that we haven't seen just because we don't need to. But that film I talked about earlier, High Tension, is on this list from 2003. Didn't love this one. Like, there's some cool kills and stuff, some good gore. But beyond that, it's a little much. It's got that, like, spaghetti western dub over it where it's like and I don't know if that was because I watched it on Tubi or if that's how it actually was, but it was kind of hard to get through. You can watch this on Tubi or Plex. Let's see, Wow, that Criterion film Fat Girl is on here.
Oh, wow. Doesn't she like, isn't that something where she's like a revenge story or something?
I don't know. I always thought it was just about a fat girl.
It was just about some fat chick.
She can only be taken or had. Indeed, this is the subject, a girl's loss of virginity. And that summer, it opens a door to tragedy.
Okay, so it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not at all. I also thought it was an American film for whatever reason about Lena Dunham. Criterion Channel, you can watch it, and HBO Max.
She is disgusting, by the way. Have you seen her lately?
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
She was bad before, but yikes.
Now she's like...
really let herself go.
Yeah. It must be tough on your mental health to sexually harass your sister.
Yeah. Yeah. Pedophile bitch.
Pedophile bitch.
Bitch.
We got a bourbon on this film. Cries and whispers. As Agnes slowly dies of cancer, her sisters are so deeply immersed in their own psychic pains that they can't offer her the support she needs.
Have you seen that?
I have, yes. I gave it a 3.5. Okay. Which I guess is kind of low because it's at a 4.1. But I, to be completely honest, I don't remember a lot from it.
Okay.
There's definitely some of those Bergman ones that are like disturbing to watch. They're, yeah. He's got a weird vibe to his stuff. It's, I don't know what, pretentious maybe?
I don't know how to describe that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not too familiar with, you know, like I haven't went through that box set on that box set. I've seen some of his stuff though.
Yeah, I want to go back and watch Persona.
So one. Weird.
That one. But you can watch this on the Criterion Channel and HBO Max. Let's see. Ooh, here's one from 1997. This one is actually getting a Criterion release very soon. Cure. It is a Japanese film.
Oh, I thought this was a Robert Smith biopic.
Nope. But damn, that would be disturbing.
Damn it.
That would be disturbing. Cure. A wave of gruesome murders is sweeping Tokyo. Tokyo, the only connection is a bloody X carved into the neck of each of the victims. In each case, the murderer is found near the victim and remembers nothing of the crime. Pretty good. Pretty good film. You can watch it right now on the Criterion Channel.
I prefer the movie The Cure with the kid from Jurassic Park and Brad Renfro. The kid from Jurassic Park has AIDS.
Hunter Renfro?
No, Brad Renfro, who's dead now. It's a good movie about a kid who has AIDS. It's the story of your life.
He also did a film a few years later called Pulse. It's really good. Those Japanese, they can make some pretty good horror stuff.
They sure can.
Let's see. Keep on keeping on.
You know, this is so random and not with what we're discussing, but I know he gets a bad rap from you on our podcast, but have you heard of the most recent Gaspar Noé film? No. Vortex?
No.
The Last Days of an Elderly Couple Stricken by Dementia?
Wow. Sounds like a more.
Starring Dario Argento?
Oh, God. Well, we're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about him in a little bit.
Seems like it could be, you know, finally a straightforward Gaspar Noé film that isn't so fucked.
We're going to talk about Dario Argento and how much I don't really care for him.
Oh, but Suspiria's got cool lights.
Vortex. Let's see. The Last Days of an... Oh, that's what you just said.
Yeah. Tell me that doesn't... You don't think
hour and a half good... long. Cool.
Yeah, it's probably a good movie.
Probably pretentious as shit. Anybody else in this? Nope, just Mario. Mario.
It sounds great. Really want to watch it.
Does it?
Yeah. It's on Hoopla. What is Hoopla? Is that a free thing?
I think that's something you can connect with your library and watch for free.
I don't know where my library card's at.
Yeah. I tried to do it, but they don't do it with the library around here. Shit. But... if you could connect it, I think that's a place you could find a lot of interesting things.
I mean, that's the only place where it's free right now.
Damn. Why do you have that on there as something to... do you just have everything connected?
Yeah, I don't usually get on Letterboxd on my computer, so that's where I'm seeing it.
Okay. Yeah, because I just have the ones that I have access
to. On my phone, though, yeah, I wouldn't see that.
Yeah. So this one, I think, is interesting for one reason and one reason alone. It's called You Won't Be Alone from 2022. And I think we might have seen a trailer and kind of talked about it, but the trailer looked a lot like The Witch.
Hmm.
Do you kind of remember that at all?
I don't know.
It's definitely a tone thing. In an isolated mountain village in 19th century Macedonia, a young feral witch accidentally kills a peasant. She assumes the peasant's shape to see what life is like in her skin, igniting a deep-seated curiosity to experience life inside the bodies of others.
I mean, it sounds pretty interesting. Ooh, Numi.
Yeah, Numi. Rapace. Ooh! It's like a Terrence Malick film, except every 5 minutes someone fangoriously butchers a donkey while a Foley artist crushes a grapefruit directly onto a hot mic.
Well, yeah, you have to let me know how it is then, because I'm not watching.
Try something new.
I've tried.
Tried new things?
Yeah. Still need to see, like, Nope. I really don't even want to watch it, but I feel like I have to watch it.
I want to watch it again. That was definitely a case of I went in thinking it was something different than what it was, and because of that, I didn't like it as much as I would have hoped. Once you start throwing around, oh, it's kind of like Signs, and like you're once you start throwing that around, it's like you're gonna lose points because there's nothing like Signs. 1999, another Takashi Miike film. You may have heard of this Takashi Miike that we just talked about.
Yeah. I said, ooh, not who.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Who?
1999 Audition. You may have heard of this. Yeah.
I know about that one.
7 years after the death of his wife, company executive Aoyama is invited to sit in on auditions for an actress. Leafing through the resumes in advance, his eye is caught by Yamazaki Asami, a striking young woman with ballet training. Definitely a disturbing film. Let's just say that.
See this Chinese chick or Japanese chick wearing an apron with gloves. I don't know what she's doing.
She's got a syringe. Just imagine what she does with the syringe.
Interesting.
This next one I thought was interesting because of one of the reviews that I saw for it. Four children. It's called The Innocents from 2021.
I know about that one too.
Yeah, this one is on Shudder. That's where I've seen it from. Four children become friends during the summer holidays, and out of sight of the adults, they discover they have hidden powers. While exploring their newfound abilities in the nearby forest and playgrounds, their innocent play takes a dark turn and strange things start to happen. So on IndieWire's description of the movie, it says, and this is probably setting it up for failure, but Eskil Vogt's The Innocents is a film about childhood as much as it is about murder, sharing as much DNA with boyhood as it does The Bad Seed.
Ah, what? I like both those movies.
Is it just because it's about kids?
Could be. I like The Bad Seed.
Seed? Oh, you do? You have talked about that one.
Very disturbing film.
Is it?
You've never seen it?
Maybe I have.
Oh, she's a fucking evil little bitch.
You definitely told me about it. Yeah, from 56.
It's a good movie. She's like, she spooks me out, man.
This is the one I think you said you saw on TV. And
yeah,
yeah, I
did. Yeah. She's a little spooky.
Well, it's on and my list already.
And then the fucked up thing is they did like in the 90s, they did a movie that's like a spiritual successor to that, where it's the same chick, except it's a different character name, but it's like the same sort of premise, except she's an adult. It's weird.
Oh my god. Oh my god. There was a remake or something directed by Rob Lowe in 2018.
Oh my god. Is that weird. The same thing?
Yeah. A widower suspects that his seemingly perfect adolescent daughter is a heartless killer. Is that the same thing?
It's got to be, yeah.
Wait. Here's the one you're talking about. Oh my god. Looks horrible.
Yeah, 1956. For Little Rhoda, murder is child's play.
Rhoda. Jesus. The only Rhoda I know is in Problem Child 2.
Yeah, Rhoda. Babysitter.
Hey, turn that back. I'm watching. Dirty, hungry, and always horny.
That always grossed me out when she's eating chips.
That second one is like That's a disturbing film. There's something off about it.
There is.
Okay, moving on. You may have seen this one. I know for a fact you've heard of it. From 2000, Battle Royale.
Yes. Kind of.
Oh, you have seen it.
I own it. Yep.
In the future. Oh, you do. Do you?
Yeah. There was
I think I did too. Actually,
back in the day, there was like a special edition that was on eBay.
Yeah.
And do you remember that?
Yeah, I didn't get that one, but yeah,
I outbid Nick D. Was bidding on it. I outbid him and fucking won it.
Did he know? Or
yeah, he knew we were talking.
Okay.
But like, I didn't bid on it knowing that he was bidding on it. You know, we were just bidding on it at the same time. But
that's fucking funny. Is it worth a lot now?
I don't know. I've watched that one time and it's collecting dust since. Like a Hunger Games sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like Hunger Games, but in a school. In the future, the Japanese government captures a class of ninth grade students and forces them to kill each other under the Revolutionary Battle Royale Act. Pretty good, pretty violent. You can watch it on Tubi and Plex.
I believe that is Quentin Tarantino's favorite film.
That is what I've heard many times over the years.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Gives a shit.
Ah, Dario Argento from 1982, Tenebrae.
Never seen it.
Me neither. An American writer in Rome is stalked by a serial killer bent on harassing him while killing all people associated with his work on his latest book. Wow. Huh. That sounds disturbing. Ooh, John Saxon is in it from Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'm more of a John Hurd fan.
Yeah, well, one of them's dead and one of them is also dead, I guess. Looks like.
Rip.
Yeah, don't love Dario Argento. I think it's maybe I'm just not a fan of giallo all that much.
Yeah, I haven't explored enough of his work to truly give an opinion, but I just haven't really felt the desire to either, you know?
Yeah, I thought I'd seen more, but I guess the only thing I've ever seen is Suspiria, and, you know, I guess I didn't feel the need to go back and watch other things.
You ever watch the remake?
Yeah, it's bad.
Is it?
I'd rather watch the original.
Well,
it's definitely disturbing. Like, the ending is wild.
Yeah.
That, have you seen it?
No, I know what happens. Aren't they like witches or something?
Yeah.
It's like a coven.
Yeah, but it's like
coven.
Ridiculous. Coven. It's like bloody and explosive. And yeah, it's a wild ending. Basically, like, rip out of their skin.
Oh, so I should just scroll to the end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Do that. Do we see Dakota Johnson in that?
She is.
Is she like naked or anything?
I don't know. Oh. I forget. Probably.
Cool.
So next up is another film we watched for a first time watch. I don't think any of us really cared for it all that much, but Yorgos Lanthimos' Dogtooth.
I didn't like that. Didn't the chick kill herself in real life in that movie?
Oh, God, I think you might be right.
Yeah, she committed suicide.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah, we did watch that. You know what we should do? We should pick one of these movies. We should just pick one to watch and then discuss next time.
One of these disturbing ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just how about, gives us something to talk about.
How about, okay.
You can pick it. I will watch it.
Okay. I think I have the one I want to.
Yeah.
I think I have the one.
It'd be a fun thing to do.
Let me. Oh, fuck, you've already seen it.
Which one was it?
Irreversible, Gaspar Noé.
Oh, one of the all-time great rape scenes.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes long, one cut.
I know about the beating.
Yeah,
pretty gnarly. Which is fucking gnarly. Maybe we'll think about it, because we just have a few more here.
Sure.
This one, I know for a fact that we both love, from 1985, Come and See.
Ooh. That is a horror movie.
Yeah, it's fucking horrific.
I mean,
we've talked about it.
One of my favorite blind buys from Criterion.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's no just doubt. It's people talk about like Saving Private Ryan is like something you've never seen in film as far as war goes, but I think I would argue that this is also something you've never seen in war films. It's just grounded, realistic. You don't know. I mean, they're foreign actors, and you know, actors is probably putting it nicely, but.
And the fact that the kid looks like he ages about 30 years over the course of that, the movie, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's well done, but it is pretty brutal.
I bought it thinking I wanted to watch it again, and I just haven't, like.
See, that's the thing. I've honestly thought about going, like, I felt the desire to revisit that, you know, because it was so good. I really love the ending with the imagery and, you know, the stuff with Hitler going backwards, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's a good one. It is a good one. From 2021, from the same director of Raw, we have Titane.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, following a series of unexplained crimes, a former firefighter is reunited with his son who has been missing for 10 years.
Hmm.
There's like car sex in this, I guess, which just sounds like disturbing to be disturbing.
Wait, somebody gets fucked by a car? Someone fucks a car?
I don't know. I just know that there's some sex with a car.
Hmm.
That's all I know. It's on Hulu. Maybe this will be our pick.
Yeah, that could be it. Car sex.
Sex with a car. This one from 2010, I really enjoy. I Saw the Devil.
Did I see this? Is this Ty West?
No, it's Korean.
Oh, what am I talking about? I'm duh, we're doing foreign. I Saw the Devil. Have I seen this? What the fuck am I talking about? I'm losing my hello. Oh, my fucking screen just went black.
Oh god, here comes the blue screen of death.
No, I'm good now. I don't know what I was thinking. I think I was thinking of House of the Devil, that piece of shit.
Maybe, yeah. And we talked about it, so it could have just been brought up.
Sounds pretty good.
Kyung-kyul is a dangerous psychopath who kills for pleasure. He has committed infernal serial murders in diabolic ways that one cannot even imagine, and his victims range from young women to even children. He promises himself that he will do everything in his power to take bloody vengeance against the killer, even if it means that he must become a monster himself to get this monstrous and humane killer. So yeah, it's like how the person becomes a monster themselves.
That sounds pretty good.
It is good. I own this one because I enjoyed it so much. And I've thought about it, and I want to go back and watch it. It's
okay.
It's a goodie, but it's always on lists of like some of the best Korean films, South Korean films that there are.
I'm intrigued.
This pleases me.
I know I'm interested. Only three tickets left, you know? Just two.
Pretty soon.
Charlie, there are 500 billion people in this world.
Charlie, there's a trillion people in this world, and only five of them are going to get tickets, you fucking idiot. You
dummy.
Go home to your shack.
Eat that cabbage water, boy.
It's not enough. from 2022, interesting. It's called Hatching. 12-year-old Tina. I've heard of
that. Didn't she get like a bird or something?
A giant egg.
Yeah, and it turns into like a killer bird or something.
Oh, I don't know. Interesting. 12-year-old Tina is desperate to please her mother, a woman obsessed with presenting the image of a perfect family. One night, Tina finds a strange egg. What hatches is beyond belief. That doesn't sound too bad.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. But the last two here are films that you would expect on this list, like we talked about, Irreversible, but number one, Solo.
Wow.
Or
I'm surprised they didn't have like Let the Right One In. That's like one of the big time foreign horror movies.
Let the Right One.
There's an American remake of that.
I like that movie a lot. Do you think it's disturbing?
Which one? The remake?
Let the Right One In.
I don't really remember it. I enjoyed it.
I don't think it's really disturbing. I think
this is a list of disturbing.
Yeah, these aren't horror.
Seth, maybe you should pay attention to what we're doing.
Yeah, I said it a couple times.
Oops.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, which one should we check out?
You pick. I'm going to watch it today.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm gonna pour myself a nice Night Owl Pumpkin Ale from Elysian Brewery.
I've got it. I know what we're watching.
Do I have to pay for it?
No, it's on the Criterion channel, but I can give you my login.
Oh, and that's so we got to watch on the computer.
Do you have a stick or anything?
I got Roku.
Okay, we won't do this one.
They might be on Roku though. Let me look.
It's the perfect pick. We didn't talk about it, but it's called The Celebration from 1998. Thomas Vinterberg, who did The Hunt, and
there's an round. App. There's an app for Criterion Channel. So if you want to let me leech off you, then I can watch that.
Let's do The Celebration from 1998, directed by Thomas Vinterberg, who did The Hunt and Another Round.
Okay. I like that.
A grandiose party to celebrate a 60th birthday unleashes a family drama with all the lies that conceal horrendous secrets. The eldest son, Christian, stages a showdown with the popular pater familias. His provocative moving after dinner speech dislodges all the masks, which finally fall completely as the father-son conflict intensifies and the bewildered guests look on.
Wow. Well, that sounds fucked. Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay. Thomas Vinterberg's The Celebration.
Dude, have you seen that? Like on Amazon Prime, when you go to watch a movie, you can do like a watch party thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't, but it sounds cool.
Like, I don't know how it works. Like, could I be sitting at my TV and then click watch party and then you would get a code? Like, we could watch it at the same time. It's pretty fucking awesome.
We'd have to try it.
That'd be like the way to do commentaries or something.
Yeah, that would be, it'd be easier. It would be lined up.
All right.
So I think that's how we did Blew Up the Kid, is we did a Disney watch party.
Oh, yeah, you might be right. Yeah. I don't know. I was like, I keep seeing that pop up. I'm like, it's pretty cool. So what is this movie, Celebration?
The celebration. Yes. Festen in presumably Danish. I think that's where they're from.
Okay.
Yeah. But I fucking love The Hunt. I really like Another Round.
Wow. This is kind of very good reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they just released it on Criterion last year, so yeah, we'll watch The Celebration if anybody else wants to watch it. Sorry, I can't give you all my Criterion Collection login, but, you know, support Criterion.
We'll talk about it next episode with our thoughts on the film. I wouldn't mind bringing back the movie party segment, you know, movie club segment.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because it's, I don't know.
Gets us to watch something different.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff we watched that I really love to this day.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, there have been some gems in there. So
Cinema Paradiso for one.
Oh my god, forgot about that fucking masterwork,
right?
Maybe we'll bring that segment back. Would anyone like to see the first time watch thing come back? I don't know.
Well, if they do or don't, we should do it anyway,
because I'm gonna do it anyways.
I think it sounds fun.
So yeah,
just don't forget to watch it.
I will not. I'm gonna watch that shit today. So
great. Now I'll know whether or not I need to watch it or not.
Yeah. Let me be the guinea pig.
Yeah, no, I'll watch it. I've wanted to watch it for a while.
You're just gonna have to send me your credentials there, bud.
Yeah, bud. Got it, bud.
Well, interesting list of disturbing films.
Spooky.
I'm sure we'll come at you with some other additional Halloween horror content if we can think of anything we haven't done.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Shit your pants?
Not yet.
Oh, I'm about to too.
Me too. I think that was good. If you guys have any recommendations for, you know, foreign disturbing films or foreign horror films, how's the mouthpiece treat you, buddy? Damn, you're like a new man.
I know. They fucking hurt. I only have two more left.
Are those veneers?
No.
Those are your natural teeth.
Well, I've got the things in. I've got the, but yeah.
Holy shit. Those work pretty quick.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
It's crazy. Yeah. I only have two more. I'm over it. I fucking hate it.
Nice. Well, you're going to have $1 million smile now, friend. Anyways, if you got any recommendations for us, please, anything for the spooky season. Love finding new stuff to watch. So yeah, that being said, I think we got another episode in the books here. Special thanks again to our friend Brian Sudfield, who really has made our process of recording this show a lot easier. So
thank you, we
appreciate that, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by viewers like you.
This episode,
thank you.
This thank you.
And PBS.
PBS. Yep. That was definitely a PBS commercial. Yeah. Thanks again, Brian. Check him out. Film Fragments podcast. It was great having him on. We'll definitely do that again because some good dialogue there would be.
Yeah.
Let's check that episode out if you haven't, from a couple weeks ago. And yeah. Anything else?
No.
That being said, another episode of the Cinema Scumbags podcast in the books. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, go fuck yourselves.